Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hurts this time gives it to Gainwell. Up the middle. He's in for the touchdown.
Oh, straight ahead.
Gainwell with one sidestep at the five and then a glide to the end zone.
Yes, we can still fist pump, even though Filthy is 4-0, the last unbeaten in the NFL. A little around the NFL and NFC East break here on Sean and RJ. This is your home of America's team after the Cowboys win again. Their third straight W, and they take out the Commanders 25-10. I don't know what my wife is going to do when they eventually lose a game. I'm just going to shut it down with sports depression in the house because now – I'm just sitting there enjoying the rest of the day. Take the kid to the park. Let me make dinner. I don't have to watch the second half, even though she doesn't know that Kansas City was stomping out Tampa Bay. But that's how life improves for me, baby. That's how life improves, as we tell Jerry Jones and Mike McCarthy every single week. Thank y'all for being Tolos. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. But look, let's talk about the rest of the division. Jacksonville was up 14-0. And we were excited. And then all of a sudden, Philly storms back. They're just running the football down people's throats. A.J. Brown is doing his thing, and there they are at 4-0.
I mean, there's really not a whole lot to say about the start they've had other than it's been remarkable. Like, it is for them to be 4-0, the last undefeated team, for Jalen Hurts to be playing as well as he has throughout the entire year, running it or throwing it.
And it sucks to say this. I do feel good for him.
For Jalen Hurts?
Yeah.
Oh, look, dude, he is one of the great dudes in the NFL. How he handled himself at Alabama when he was benched in the middle of the natty to go back to school there to stay at Alabama. He stayed for another year and backed up, and he got the play when Tua got hurt. And then he goes to OU. And he was like, oh, I mean, this guy's a Heisman candidate. So, like, nothing short of remarkable.
They're fifth in the league in rushing as a team at 165 a game. I even thought it would be higher. The teams above them, Atlanta, Chicago, Cleveland, and the team who had Saquon Barkley playing QB yesterday.
Play fake. Jones is going to bootleg and roll left. He's going to run it again. Jones to the five. Jones dives in. Touchdown, Giants. Daniel Jones on a 12-yard run on an naked boot around the left side. His second rushing touchdown of the game.
Saquon had a fantastic game. Daniel Jones ran for two, hurt the ankle. Then you had Tyrod come in. He gets knocked out. So Saquon has to play quarterback until they can try to get DJ back in there. But the Giants beat the sorry, unwatchable Chicago Bears. So I didn't get to this last week, but I saved, like, Vegas's preview of the Giants-Bears game. This was last Friday. Justin Fields passing yards. Over under 155.5. He was averaging 99 yards a game heading into this.
Well, they did him no favors against the Green Bay Packers. They only had him throw 11 times. Listen, you have to give your quarterback a chance to succeed. And let him throw 11 times. I mean, he can't even get – he's not even breaking a sweat. He's not even getting to the flow of the game. You only throw him, let him throw 11 times.
So the over-under was 155.5. He did hit the over, 174.
Well,
Passing attempts over under was 23.5. He was averaging 15 attempts per game.
Inexcusable.
He threw for 22, so he hit the under. Justin Fields' completions in week four, like this whole Vegas category, yeah. It's just making fun of Justin Fields. The over-under was 14, under 11 completions. Will Fields have two or more passing touchdowns in week four? I don't even know how yes was plus 200, no minus 300. I would have thought it would have been a lot heavier on no.
I would have thought so too.
He had no touchdowns and no interceptions.
Oh, well, that's good. No interceptions.
Most completions in any game this year, over under is 22.5. Will Fields have more TD passes or picks this year? The favorite is interceptions. So just a hot mess for the Chicago Bears offense. But there's the Giants sitting there at 3-1. With Saquon going 31 for 146, do we have any hope that the Giants front office extends either of these guys? The quarterback or the running back? Will the ghost of Dave Gettleman hover?
There's a chance they re-sign the quarterback.
Over the Meadowlands.
There's a chance they extend the quarterback on a tag. I don't see how they do it with Saquon.
No, can you imagine if they tag Daniel Jones and give him that money? A top five? There's no way.
I can't imagine that they would.
I think there's more of a chance for Saquon. Oh, he's 25, didn't we say the other day?
He's 25. I don't see it. I mean, look, I don't think they bring back either one of them. Man, I don't know. Like, if they bring back Saquon, what are they going to pay him? They're not going to pay him Zeke money.
Right.
You know, and is he going to take less than that? Some dopey team out there who still thinks it's 1994, this one. You know, might throw money at Saquon, but I can't imagine the lion's share teams out there doing that, especially with his injury history.
Do you think the Giants are better than the Commanders?
Yeah. I think air is better than the Commanders.
Man, that offense.
It's awful.
With Wentz. They have McLaurin, Samuel, Dotson, Gibson, and they can't do anything. Nothing.
No, they can't. Carson is, I don't know if it was just a, it's obvious that 2017 season was just a fluke.
Yeah.
That's the clear, obvious, answer that we've gotten on his career is that 2017, the first 10, 12 weeks was the fluke. That was the outlier. Not now, it was then. That was the outlier for him.
Meanwhile, what about the turnaround in this game? Probably the biggest, most questioned coaching decision of the weekend came at the end of Bills-Ravens.
The snap is down. Tyler Bass, the kick is up. The kick is good. The clock says zero. The Bills have won it in Baltimore. The Bills came from 17 points down to beat the Baltimore Ravens. Unbelievable.
Wow. I was sitting here scared for our power rankings as we both put Buffalo. Didn't you put Buffalo number one? I kept them one.
I got it written down over here.
I believe I kept them number one, and here they are getting smoked by the Ravens. They're down 17 points. They come back to win 23-20 in the rain in Baltimore. Here's the controversy. John Harbaugh, tie game on the 2-yard line, 4 minutes left. Let's Lamar run a play to try to score rather than just kick the automatic Justin Tucker field goal. Marcus Peters and Harbaugh start getting into it. Peters apparently went after Harbaugh and they had to be separated. But John Harbaugh and that coaching decision is getting called out. Can you imagine if this was McCarthy? 4 minutes left. And is it different? It's a 20-20 game versus like, you know, Detroit and Seattle yesterday when both teams are scoring 40. When you know you're probably going to need 7 points. That's why I'm blaming Harbaugh. I'm saying he made the wrong decision. Not just trying to use hindsight. It's like, go ahead, kick the points, and make them score a touchdown.
So here's the situation with that. Buffalo, by the way, got it down to the one, right? And started kneeling. So they were going to score. They were going to score a touchdown anyway. Had you kicked the field goal, you would have lost. What they did, him going for it, increased his win probability by 2.5%. They had, if he went for it, and you succeed, right? Your success, you would have had an 83% chance of winning the game had he gotten the first down.
You mean it, a touchdown? Fourth and
goal from the two would have been a first down touchdown, would have been said, right? Yeah, yeah. So had he gotten it, it would have given them an 83% chance of winning. And then if he had to keep the field goal, it would have given them a 63% chance of winning. You take that 20%. That's the reason. He increased his win probability by about 2% by going for it.
I don't know if I just assume Buffalo has the – I don't like to do that. I assume they have the same exact drive right after that. You know what I mean? Where you're saying, Buffalo is going to go score a touchdown. I don't know if things are different at all when you're down three or if the Ravens play different. I don't know.
Down three, you're going to be like you basically give them four down territory on everything, right? They're gonna go for it on fourth down. Same thing for down seven.
Like, are they more aggressive? Do they change at all since they're down instead of even? Nothing to lose. Those types of things the numbers can't take into account.
They could take that. Those
how can you take someone's nerves into account? Like Josh,
well, you don't take nerves into account. Yeah, you can't take nerves into account.
Yeah, I'm just saying, is Buffalo going to play the same tide as they are down three? Yet their style may be more aggressive.
Yes,
maybe the Ravens capitalize on that. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, you don't want to put a team into an aggressive. Typically, you don't want to put a great quarterback, and Josh Allen would qualify as that. You don't want to put a great quarterback into an aggressive state of mind.
All right, so you support the decision to go for it.
Yeah, it's not crystal clear. You know, there's not that much of a difference going for it versus not. What going for it would have done is simply put them, you know, up a touchdown.
Does it have that breakdown from McCarthy's fourth down decision that I think we all disagreed with? I wanted to know what the numbers said. The Cowboys, and this is just a little Cowboy side note, then we'll get back to them with Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, 920. One of my few star downs was McCarthy. Fourth and one. On the Washington 10, 4 minutes left, they're up 22-10. And I was like, just go for this here. If you don't get it, the Commanders have it on their own 10. 1 yard and the game is over, 22-10. Instead, they kick the field goal, trust the defense even more. Money Maharvich, of course, makes
Money
it.
Money Maher. I'm looking for that for the Cowboy one. There's a great, great Twitter account. It's called Fourth Down Decision Bot. It kind of breaks down all the fourth down calls. There's a million of them, so I got to scroll to it. I'll find it.
Meanwhile, last night, I felt a little bad for Brady. Then I had to slap myself and be like, how many times has Tom done this to everyone else? The Kansas City Chiefs put on a show.
Chiefs bring a rush. They throw it near side, caught by Gage. Now he's going to shovel it back to Godwin. He'll get tackled. Goodbye, Buccaneers. This game is over. Tom Brady in the regular season has a record against the Kansas City Chiefs of 5 wins and 6 losses. The Chiefs have beaten Tom Brady for a 6th time in his career, and they have done it beating him 41-31.
Patrick Mahomes and the Houdini, Travis Kelce saying he's our generation's Houdini with what he was doing. Mm. You can feel Devontae missing from the Packers. You didn't feel Tyreek missing from Kansas City after what they did to Tampa Bay's defense. And y'all, Cowboy Dak haters, I do not care that they dropped 41 on Tampa Bay. Stop. Tampa Bay, before this game, shut people down. Three, held us to three.
Mm-hmm.
Held the Saints to 10, held the Packers to 14. I don't care that Pat Mahomes went in there and torched them. That does not mean to me that Dak Prescott should have gone in there and dropped 30 or 40 right. as well. But, God, watching Mahomes is fun.
Oh, dude.
I mean, he's Steph.
Yeah, he is. He's Steph. He's Steph Curry.
He's Steph.
Mm-hmm. There's no doubt. I mean, he's so fun to watch. He does things that no quarterback, outside of what Lamar has really ever done. His ability to move, contort his body, throw off platform, he is tremendous. And it makes you wonder, how the heck Texas Tech didn't win with him? Yeah. Like, that was a man amongst boys.
That was before my time.
Yeah, it was before your time. Cliff Kingsbury, will be etched on his gravestone how he could not win with Patrick Mahomes.
And then Kyler Murray.
And then Kyler Murray.
Because he's going to get run, I think, soon.
Yeah, he might. By the way, that you're talking about the 4th and 3 at the 50, up 22-10?
No. I'm talking about at the Commanders' 10-yard line, where we eventually kicked the chip shot field goal.
Oh, to make it 25-10.
25-10? Yes.
Okay, yeah.
It was a Maher 29-yarder, but we had 4th and 1 on their 10 with 4 minutes left. And I was like, come on, just go for this here. Go for this, coach. One of the few things we can pick at McCarthy over. Sean and RJ on a Cowboys Monday with your star up, star downs. Let's get the inside the locker room reaction and report from Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, as we continue the Cowboys party right here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Big third down. Snap to Rush. He's going to run out to his right with room. Somebody come help him. Throw it in the end zone for Gallup. Caught it. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Two huge catches. Two big penalties. What a fantastic return and debut for Michael Gallup. It's a Cowboys Monday here on Sean and RJ as they beat the Commanders 25-10 to improve to 3-1 on the season. The top story on DallasCowboys.com is believable or not. Huh. The turnaround is real, and it's written by this man, Nick Eatman, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Take us inside the column after you were in Arlington yesterday.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make sense, you know, and you try to make sense of something that doesn't make sense. And you know, anytime you're seeing Cooper Rush's name with Kurt Warner's of the world and in terms of stats and all that, like, is this really happening? And it's not the same as that, because they were winning because of him, and this team's winning because of the defense. But it's just, when you're sitting there in the press box and you're thinking, just 3.5 weeks ago, I mean, it looked like
over.
This, I mean, what draft pick are the Cowboys going to get?
Yeah, you know, right.
I mean, you know, and now, I'm not saying it's all been, you know, flipped on its head, because, you know, it's they got some tough games ahead here in the next 2 games, but just from a hope standpoint, it's like, wow, what are we watching here? And this it's fun. I mean, it's fun because they have a must-watch defense. Like, you don't go to the bathroom when the defense is on the field. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen there. And I just don't remember thinking like that before. I mean, the offense has been solid, you know, and Cooper Rush has got to be, you know, careful. I mean, he likes to throw interceptions when there's a flag.
Nick.
Huh?
Cut out real
quick. I'll call him back.
Yeah, call him back. He said he likes to throw interceptions when there's a flag. I was going to get Nick to rank the season surprises of these three in order.
All right, let's write these down too.
Rush, Tyler, Maher.
Surprises?
Yep. Rank the power rank the surprise. 1, 2, 3.
Rush is the biggest surprise.
Are you asking? Are you telling me? I'm asking you. Okay.
Maher is not a surprise from the standpoint that this is just kickers. Kickers are unpredictable, they're not stable, and they're a pointless thing to even worry about.
Okay.
And I can't say I'm surprised by Tyler Smith, because he was a first-round pick. Rush is the surprise. Like, he I'm stunned. Stunned. he is, going into last week, he was third in the NFL in QBR. And this week, I should say. And then he basically had, because his QBR this week is around 77. That's right at his season average. So he's done exactly what he did in the first two games and a quarter. And he did it in this one. And he will probably stay right there in the top 3 or 4 in QBR for the year. And that's fantastic. So he is, without question, a huge surprise.
Nick, we got you back. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. And, you know, that's funny you guys are talking like that, because I was thinking about that same thing. Like, what are, you know, what are the biggest surprises? And that might have been what you were asking, Sean, about you wanted me to rank something, rank the biggest surprises.
I'll put them in order between Rush, Maher, and Tyler Smith.
Yeah. It's Rush for me. I mean, I'm just really surprised. I mean, Maher would probably be second because, I mean, he's made, you know, everything you really wanted him to make and then some. And, you know, clutch kicks, long kicks, all that. And then, you know, Tyler Smith, for there to be, like, very few problems, that's a big one. I would probably throw in, if there was a fourth, I mean, Noah Brown has been better than I thought he would. I mean, he's made some really, really good catches, you know, down the field. He's you know, he lost about, it looked like he lost like 10 to 15 pounds. He looked more like a receiver. I mean, every game I have to figure out the difference between him and CeeDee Lamb in like clothing, attire, like, you know, blue socks or sleeve, because they, from the press box, now the press box is, you know, higher than Cloud. Yeah. So we're up there, but like, it's still, he doesn't look like this big bulky receiver like he did. He looks like a fluid route runner and he's making plays. He'd be my fourth guy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a few, and that's, you know, we wondered during the season who was going to be the J-Ron Curse type of player, who was going to be the guy that comes out of nowhere. And so far, I mean, Cooper Rush has been the guy, but you know, there's been a handful of them, and there's probably others that you could throw in on that group too. I mean, that are playing really well. I mean, Donovan Wilson, I think, has been all over the place. It's fun to watch.
Who did you catch up with in the locker room?
You know, I talked to the usual guys, you know, the CDs and Gallup and Deron Bland. I thought, you know, I talked to him a little bit. I thought that was an interesting thing, you know, just with him right before kickoff, like, oh, you're going in. You don't expect that, you know, to anybody get hurt in pregame. And he comes in. Him and McQuamu both filled in for Lewis. And, of course, Bland gets the pick. And, you know, I talked to Trayvon a little bit too. Trayvon Diggs is, I mean, wow. I mean, what else can you say about that? I mean, you know, you could really tell. And we did a documentary with him this summer. I got a chance to visit with him and his family a few times. You could just tell there's a huge chip on his shoulder. He does not like all the criticism about him and how, you know, how he's played. He thought he had a great year, and yet there's all this criticism, and he's come back this year. Seems to be really focused on that. Route, you know, I think he's given up a lot less passing yards, and then he's still making plays on the ball.
Nick Eatman joining us on the Diamond Factory Hotline here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Thank y'all for being Tolos. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. By the way, Babe Laufenberg tweeting good news. Since 1990, if you're 3-1, you make the playoffs 64% of the time. If you're 2-2, 37% of the time. So, Nick, I'm going to give you the credit for changing my mind late last week about Dak playing. Because of your Friday appearance, I said he's not going to play against the Rams. Where do you think we stand with all that, as Jerry sounded pretty indecisive yesterday?
Yeah, I don't think he plays against the Rams. Actually, what I've been told is there's no way he plays against the Rams, which makes me think, I mean, we're 7 days away. 6 days. I can't count. 6 days away from that game, then I don't think, you know, I don't think the Eagles sounds really good too. If there's no way a guy's going to play in 6 days, I mean, I can't imagine him being ready against the Eagles. But, you know, to me right now, the Lions game looks probably the closest. It makes the most sense to have him there for that game. Now,
but hell, we're going to need 40 in that game, it looks like.
Well, yeah, you got to score some points. Yeah, and there's no doubt. I mean, look at the Eagles' defense right now. They're not giving up any points except for to the Lions. You know, the Lions are scoring. I mean, that'd be a lot of points there. But, I mean, the Eagles, certainly their defense looks really good. But, yeah, even Detroit scored a lot on them. So that'll be interesting. But I think, you know, the Detroit game makes the most sense. The biggest question would be if the Cowboys go up and win two games here. If they win two road games, that's going to be, I mean, that's what I've been saying all along, is what happens if, you know, Jerry's dreamland possibility comes true. Now you got a guy that's won five straight games and six in his career. I don't know. I wouldn't be comfortable benching him. But for even for your franchise quarterback.
But do you think he's playing as well right now as Dak's rookie year when he supplanted Tony? It matters how you're playing, not just that you're winning, right?
True, but I don't give it all to Dak anyways. I mean, I get asked all the time, boy, I'd like to see rookie Dak back, and I'm like, well, I'd rather see rookie Zeke. I thought that was Zeke that was running the ball and that offensive line that was blocking. And Dak did a great job of managing the game, not throwing interceptions. When it was time for him to go win it, he could go do that. It wasn't like he was just the bus driver, which, again, I think is the dumbest term ever. Bus driver is it can be an amazing thing. It's not nothing degrading about being a bus driver, which I think Cooper Rush is doing right now. He is being a bus driver. And then there are times where you have to, you know, step on the gas and go to the HOV lane and get after it. I mean, sometimes you can do that. Just depends on how you're driving it. And I think Dak was driving it really well his rookie year. Cooper Rush, the same thing. And Dak, with this type of a game plan, I think could also thrive in it as well. I mean, I think Dak can do a lot of things better than Cooper Rush. I really do. There's times where the hand hits Cooper's shoulder pad and it's a sack. And that's not happening with Dak. I think he can extend plays a lot better. And so I think with Kellen Moore has done a nice job with this. He really has. He deserves some credit for how they're calling games. But I think they can call the game with Dak as well. I just think if they win two games in a row here on the road with these two opponents, which I don't foresee happening, but if they do, then I'd be very uncomfortable benching Cooper Rush at that point. I really would. I don't know if that's the right call.
Are players giving props to McCarthy? And
yes.
If so, how?
I mean, I believe it was Anthony Brown, one guy that I heard say, you know, our coaches really, you know, that made sure we didn't get in the tank, and you know, not that they were, but I mean, basically the whole coaching staff, all the message has been, hey, keep believing on this. It's a very, very long season. We've dealt with worse than this. You know, like we can turn this thing around. And I just think, and that showed in the way they went out and played against the Bengals. And it's, you know, it's kind of carried on. So, yeah, I think that you got to give some McCarthy some credit, keeping them ready to play, getting, you know, finding, you know, roles that guys can do, trusting the players, trusting the guys, trusting the rookies and the coaching staff to get these rookies and young players ready to go. So, overall, I mean, the vibe has been good. I think this team has come out and you know, they're finding ways to win, you know, different ways. I mean, sometimes you come out early and then you have to hang on for a win like Cincinnati. Other times, you know, they slow game against the Giants and picked it up in the third quarter. And, you know, this game was, you know, a little bit of both. I mean, they didn't really pull away. I mean, this is kind of the game everyone expected. But, I mean, their defense is just so menacing right now that it's hard for teams to do. I mean, I think it's the best defense in the NFL. I don't know. Is there another one out there that's like so much better? I mean, the Eagles have been pretty good too. But
Eagles.
Tampa was awesome before last night.
Yeah. I mean, the Eagles are averaging, I looked this up, they're averaging like 17 points a game against them. And one of them is a 35 against the Lions. So that just tells you what some of these other games have been. You know, the Cowboys are about like a 15 points a game. So those are pretty good. You know, I looked at this other stat. You guys might have, you know, your show was like 5 hours ago. You talked about everything, I'm sure. But I just think it's amazing that there's 8 teams in the league right now that are 3-1 or better, and 3 of them are in the NFC East.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and just as bad as this division has been, it's definitely not the case this year. I think the Giants are very competitive. I don't know what their record will be, but they're, you know, 3-1 right now, bounced back, you know, in a short week and then had a good win. And then, you know, of course, the Cowboys and the Eagles as well.
Hey, real quick, you mentioned, you know, keeping him there if he wins this game and he wins against Philadelphia and the comparison to 2016. Is there a little difference, though, with, you know, Tony being basically brittle and broken and at the end versus Dak? They know Dak is going to be here for a long, long time.
I think you're right. I mean, yes, there is a difference in how much, you know, the contracts as well.
Yeah.
But there is a difference there. I just that.
Because, Nick, the fear, if I'm Dak, we can talk about this later in the week. I'm not scared of Cooper Rush taking my job. I'm scared that this tells Jerry and Steven I don't have to be extended again.
Yeah.
Well, just in terms of the value of the deal and the difference in the money of a player that you can get. That's what I'd be worried about.
Of course. I mean, this guy was more worried about the second contract than the first one he signed. I mean, that was evident. That's why it took so long. He was thinking, you know, that of trying to get, you know, he just wanted a 4-year deal instead of the 5-year deal. He was already thinking that. So, yeah, it's got to be on his mind. I mean, all of this is factoring in. But, you know, I mean, this team is still Dak's team by far. I mean, and the best thing about it is Cooper Rush is saying all the right things.
Yeah.
He really is not making it difficult on anybody. He even said the defense is why we're winning games. So, I mean, that being said, he'll probably be the first one to have his hand up of, yeah, of course, this is the right move. You know, we keep playing defense like this, and, you know, Dak can go and have even better success, you know. So, there's a lot of factors involved, and I don't think it's going to matter as much. I mean, I think the Cowboys, I'll be surprised if they win both these games on the road. But if they do and Cooper Rush continues to play like this, it's that decision that Jerry said, I would love to be in that position of you guys asking me this. You know, he said he's about ready to walk to New York for it. I mean, he needs to get his shoes on because, like, I mean, I'll tell you, if you get 2 wins in a row, like, you know, oh, like Lord. That, he might be walking somewhere.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it.
See you guys.
Nick Eamon got the lead column, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Let's Cowboys party with the KMC Masterpiece next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.